As county mayors examine where to put a warming hub for homeless people this winter, a staff report lays out several options with two outside of Cobourg. The report presented and debated Wednesday by the mayor states that the paramedic facility on William Street in Cobourg, the Ontario Agri-Food Venture Centre in Colborne, and the Fenella Hall are potential possibilities. The two rural options would require daily transportation services. Integrated Homelessness and Addiction Response Center Director Jordan Stevenson presented to County Council Wednesday, saying none of the options will address the real problem of addictions and homelessness. He says busing people out of Cobourg could present challenges in the event of a medical emergency or physical altercation or potentially people using substances.
It's a scary component. What happens if there's a crisis on the way? Are they, again, like I mentioned, are they going to be kicked off the bus? If there's a violent incident, or we get into things like transporting narcotics.
Michelle Day, who lives in Fenella, presented second. Her concerns are that Fenella is too small of a community, adding it has few stores. She predicts the police response to an emergency will be slowed due to Fenella's distance from Cobourg.
There's a few stores up here. There's a lot of seniors that live around the Fenella Hall, and it's not going to be good. To get the police or the OPP to come for any situation, it takes a long time. So there's going to be a lot of things that's going to happen. Very little stores, one store really that you can get major groceries. There's going to be a lot of robbery, a lot of theft.
The county spends approximately $8 million a year on homelessness programs, much of that subsidized. The warming room at 310 Division Street in Cobourg closed July 4th with the remodeling of services at the shelter. The county put out an expression of interest for a warming hub, stipulating that if it were in Cobourg, it would be located on county property. While Cobourg residents and businesses have expressed frustration with the situation of the shelter in the downtown core, stigmatization of homelessness is a concern. Cramie Township Mayor Mandy Martin cautioned that some people who are homeless are struggling to find accommodation but are not addicted. Cobourg Mayor Lucas Cleveland countered, saying there are programs already in place to assist people wanting help. Trent Hills Mayor Bob Crate expressed annoyance, questioning how much money is being spent on people who are not ready to improve their lives.
We seem to be spending an inordinate amount of time and money for very few people that really don't want our help. And I'm getting to the point where I would like to help those that would like help and provide whatever services they need, but I'm getting frustrated by the fact that we're here dealing with, I don't know, is it five people that would be involved in this situation? And
Crate added, there comes a time in life when people need to take responsibility for themselves. Council did go into closed session to discuss the warming room and other confidential matters, but when resumed in open session, voted to defer the warming room report to an emergency meeting. A date has not been set to resume those discussions. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.